This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is denouncing Russia and China after the two countries vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution to block cross-border humanitarian aid to Syria. This has Turkish media reports at least 25,000 civilians have fled Syria's northwestern region of Idlib to Turkey over the past 2 days, as Syrian and Russian forces intensify their bombardment of the region. In Afghanistan, preliminary results from September's election show incumbent President Ashraf Ghani won a slim majority of votes. Ghani's top challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, who currently shares power with him in a unity government, finished second with nearly 40% of the vote. In a statement on Sunday, Abdullah's office says he does not accept the preliminary results and that the commission has failed to tackle election fraud. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is defending the government's new citizenship law at a rally for his Hindu nationalist party, this despite countrywide protests against it. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more on the protests.
Rights activists in the state said police had raided their houses and offices to prevent them from planning fresh demonstrations. Uttar Pradesh is ruled by Narendra Modi's nationalist party and has long seen clashes between majority Hindus and minority Muslims. The law aims to grant citizenship to minority faiths from Muslim-majority Afghanistan, Pakistan and Bangladesh, deemed as suffering persecution there. But critics say it discriminates against Muslims and threatens India's secular ethos. Modi met his Council of Ministers on Saturday to discuss security measures in one of the biggest crises yet for his Hindu nationalist government.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea's state news agency says leader Kim Jong-un held a meeting of top military officials to discuss boosting the country's military capability. The meeting comes amid heightened concern the North may be about to return to confrontation with Washington. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited firefighters battling Australia's bushfires on Sunday after cutting short a Hawaiian holiday that unleashed public outrage.
I've been very pleased to return. It's a decision Jenny and I took together and we told the kids about. Look, I think Australians are fair-minded about this. They know at the end of a difficult year, people go on leave, and they know when, Dad makes a promise to their kids, they like to keep it.
Morrison had departed for a family holiday amid record bushfires that had destroyed an area the size of Belgium and is cloaking major cities from Brisbane to Sydney in choking toxic fumes. President Trump says the United States and China will very shortly sign their so-called Phase One trade pact. The Phase One deal was announced earlier this month as part of a bid to end the months-long tit-for-tat trade war between the world's two largest economies. Protests in Hong Kong turned violent Sunday as riot police pepper-sprayed protesters to disperse crowds. The rally was in support of China's ethnic Uyghurs. Earlier in the afternoon, more than 1,000 people had rallied calmly, waved Uyghur flags and posters as they took part in the latest demonstration in over 6 months of unrest. President Trump's signing of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2020 not only created a new Space Force, but a new national park. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Herbert Hoover established White Sands National Monument in southern New Mexico on January 18, 1933, to preserve the White Sands and additional features of scenic, scientific, and educational interest. Those include the world's largest gypsum dune field and collection of fossilized footprints from the Ice Age. According to that 1933 declaration, the park tells more than 10,000 years of human presence, all while providing memorable recreational opportunities. And today it's the White Sands National Park, the 62nd so designated in the national park system. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Voters in Croatia cast ballots today in a tight presidential election. The ruling conservatives are seeking to keep their grip on power days before the country takes over the European Union's rotating presidency for the first time. The Boeing Starliner spacecraft will return to Earth today. The capsule ended up in the wrong orbit after launch and was unable to dock with the International Space Station. All efforts are now focused on ensuring the Starliner touches down without any problem. It's scheduled to land in a little less than 2 hours. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.